旧约的启示录。
And the book of Daniel is the revelation of the Old Testament.
所以从但以理书的学习可以帮助我们来了解新约的启示录。
And through studying the book of Daniel, we can also understand the book of Revelation in the New Testament.
启示录告诉我们，我们不但要做一个基督徒，而且要做一个得胜的基督徒。
In the book of Revelation, it tells us not only to be a Christian, but to be a victorious Christian.
那在但以理书里头，我们可以看到但以理还有他的三个朋友啊，他们都是啊这个得胜的古圣徒。
And in the book of Daniel, we can see Daniel and his three friends. They were all the victorious ancient saints.
我们请来看启示录十五章。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 15.
启示录十五章第二节。
Revelation 15 verse 2。
第二节，我看见仿佛有玻璃海，其中有火缠杂。第七话。
Verse 2, and I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire.
在第四章我们看到宝座前有这个玻璃海。
And in chapter 4, it mentions that in front of the throne there is a sea of glass.
那在这里的玻璃海呢，又特别提到其中有火掺杂。
And here in chapter 15, it mentioned that the sea of glass mingled with fire.
这个玻璃海让人的感觉就是非常的明亮非常的这个和平平安。
And the sea of glass gives us the impression that it is something that's very bright and also very peaceful.
但是在这里讲的玻璃海呢，就其中又有火掺杂。
But here the it mentioned that the sea of glass is mingled with fire.
这个火在圣经里头有不同的地方有不同的意义。
And in the Bible, the word fire was mentioned in several places, and they have several different meanings.
这个火有时候可以代表着神的刑罚。
Fire can sometimes represent God's punishment.
这个火有时候也可以代表着圣徒所经历的那一种苦难或者试炼。
Or it could represent the difficulties or trials that the believers went through.
那我们来看这里的火到底在指着什么。
And so let us see what is the fire referred to here.
在下半第二节下半句话说，又看见那些圣的兽和兽像的，并他名字数目的人，都站在玻璃海上，拿着神的琴。
The latter part of verse 2 said, And those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God.
那这里提到站在玻璃海上面的是那些得胜的人。
And here it mentioned those who stood upon above the sea of glass is those who are victorious.
所以这里的火应该不是刑罚应该是这种试炼。
And so fire here may not refer to punishment, but rather is referring to trials.
那试炼从整个层面来看常常是要受苦的。
And from our perspective, a lot of time trials brings along sufferings.
但是一个基督徒在试炼在受苦当中常常心中是平安的。
But a lot of time for Christians, when we are in times of suffering,Our heart is in peace.
所以这里说有玻璃海，那其中又有火掺杂。
Therefore, here it mentions that the sea of glass is mingled with fire.
这个平安不等于没有苦难。
Peace is does not equals to no sufferings.
在苦难当中有平安，这个才更显得宝贵。
And it is more precious if amidst of suffering we have peace.
在苦难当中。还能够得胜这个才是真正的基督徒。
And if we are able to be victorious even when we are in sufferings, then this means that we are true Christian.
那怎么知道这些得胜的人他们心中是平安的呢？
So how do we know that those who are victorious here that they have peace in their heart?
因为他们在赞美神。
Because they are praising God.
第三节唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌。说主神全能者，你的作为大哉其哉，万世之王啊，你的道途亦哉成哉。
Because it's verse 3 mentioned, they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints.
这里说，他们唱着仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌。
Here it mentioned they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb.
在出埃及记第十五章，当以色列人过红海，摩西就作歌来赞美神。
In Exodus chapter 15, when the Israelites crossed over the Red Sea, Moses wrote a song, and to praise God.
那一首歌代表着他们胜过了埃及人。
That song mentions that they have overcome the Egyptians.
那一首歌代表着他们真正得到神的救赎了。
And that song also represents that they have the true deliverance from God.
所以这里所唱的歌就是得胜的歌，就是救赎的歌。
So the song they sang here are the song of deliverance, the song of victory.
在苦难当中仍然能够唱出赞美神的歌来。
In time of suffering, they still was able to sing the song to praise God.
我们再请看启示录十二章十一节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
最后一句话说，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
The later part said that they did not love their life to the death.
有时候这个试炼是对生命有威胁的。
And sometimes trials can threaten our life.
那一个得胜的人也能够胜过死亡的威胁。
And so the one who is victorious was also able to overcome the threat of death.
这种不怕死也是得胜的原因。
And not fearing death is also one of the reasons why they are victorious.
再请看十三章的第十节。
And also chapter 13, verse 10.
掳掠的人必被掳掠，用刀杀人的必被刀杀，圣徒的忍耐和信心就是在此。
Verse 10, he who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints.
在神的允许之下，有一些人要被掳掠。
When God sometimes will allow some people to be taken into captivity.
在神的允许之下，基督徒有时候会受到逼迫。
And sometimes God let Christians go through sufferings.
也在这一种，在这一种被逼迫的过程里头，来显示出基督徒的忍耐跟信心。
And sometimes through the persecution, we can see the patience and faith of a Christian.
所以启示录十五章所描写的就是站在火中的唱歌的人。
And so what was described in Revelation chapter 15 are those men who stood on top of the sea of glass and they were singing and praising God.
那我们就让我们想到在但以理书第三章里头有在火中行走的那信心的三勇士。
And it makes us think about Daniel chapter 3 where we think about the three very courageous men who was walking in fire.
这三个人在他们信仰艰难的环境当中，他们坚持，他们得胜了。
These three men, under the very difficult circumstances of their faith, they persist, and therefore, they were victorious.
为什么说他们的环境非常的艰难？
Why is it that we say they were in a very difficult circumstances?
因为他们所面对的是巴比伦王。
Because their opponent is the king of Babylon.
在当时的人当中最有权力的人。
He is the most powerful man in the world at the time.
那他们所面对的是王所立的像，王所拜的神。
And so what they are facing was the image that was set up by the king, something that they need to worship.
王所拜的神并不是他们所拜的、所认识的那一位独一的神。
The God that the king worshipped is not the same God who they worship.
所以对这三个人来讲，王所拜的神不是神。
And so to these three men, the God that the king worship is not the God.
那他们要面对着是不是要跪拜这个假神。
So So they are facing the decision whether they wanted to kneel down and worship this false god.
他们面对着是不是要被扔到这个火窑里头。
And they are facing the threat of being thrown into a furnace.
那他们拒绝来跪拜这个像。
They rejected to worship this image.
那结果他们被扔到火窑里头。
And therefore they were thrown into a burning fire.
但是他们没有被火烧死。
But yet they were not burned to death.
那今天在末世，我们要成为在火中的歌手。
And today, in this end day, end time, we need to be the singers in fire.
那所以呢，这个但以理书第三章是我们一个很好的榜样。
So Daniel chapter 3 serves as a very good example for us.
我们请看但以理书第三章十二节。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 3 verse 12.
但以理书三章十二节。
Daniel chapter 3 verse 12.
我们看最后的描写说，王啊，这些人不理你，不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
And the latter part said, These men, O king, have not paid due regards to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up.
这样的描述就表示着说这三个人跟人家不一样。
And so from these words, we know that these three men are different than everyone else.
这时候这三个人面对着王的命令。
So these three men is faced with the order from the king.
王命令。大家都要拜这个王所立的像。
The king ordered that everyone should worship this gold image which the king had set up.
因为王认为这个是他的神。
Because the king regarded it as his god.
王要求大家都要拜他所认定的神。
The king requires his subjects to worship this gold image or the god that he worshipped.
那这里有人就控告说这三个人跟大家不一样。
So here someone have reported to the king that these three men did not do as everyone else.
那这三个人为什么不一样?
Why is it that they are different?
因为这三个人所拜的神跟别人的神不一样。
Because the God that these three men worship is different than the God that everyone else worship.
因为这三个人知道他们所拜的才是真神，才是独一的神。
Because these three men knew that the God that they worship is the one true God.
今天我们也必须要有这样子的认识。
And today we also must have this kind of understanding.
我们所拜的神才是黑暗中的光。
And the God that we worship is the light in the time of darkness.
在充满着罪恶的世界里头没有义。
In the world that are full of sin, there is no righteousness.
我们所拜的神才是这个世界当中的义。
And the God we worship is the righteousness in the world.
今天我们要认识，因为我们所拜的是这位又真又活的独一的真神。
And today we must also understand that the God, since the God we worship is this one true God.
所以我们很多时候也要是跟人家是不一样的。
So a lot of time we must be different than everyone else.
因为这是神的教训，这是神的要求。
Because this is God's teaching and also His requirements.
他要我们有一个不一样的。生活形态、生活方式。
He wants us to have a different lifestyle and also different actions in life.
就好像这三个人，他们的食物跟别人不一样。
Just like these three men, the things that they eat are very different than everyone else.
这三个人，他们所拜的神跟人家不一样。
These three men worship a different god than everyone else.
这三个人拜神的方式跟别人不一样。
These three men worship God in a different manners than everyone else.
那所以我们今天也要知道在哪些事情上面我们要跟别人不一样。
So today we must know in what kind of things or aspect that we must be different than others.
我们也要知道我们为什么是不一样的。
Then we also need to know why we are different.
因为我们领受的是主耶稣的福音。
Because what we receive is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们相信主耶稣的福音就是神的大能。
So we believe that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is the great power of God.
所以我们是一个重生的人。
So therefore, we are the one that has been reborn.
哦，我们是一个被新造的人。
We are the one. We are a new creation.
哦，我们是一个属灵的人。
We are a spiritual being.
那所以呢，我们要有不一样的生活样式。
Therefore, we must have a different kind of life and lifestyle.
好，我们请看《哥林多前书》第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9.
第九节，你们岂不知道不义的人不能够承受神的国吗
？Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God？
啊，这个哥林多是在亚该亚省。
And Corinth is in Achaia。
啊，就是今天的希腊。
And in today's world, it is Greece。
啊，所以对当时的犹太人来讲，啊，这是一个外邦的地区。
And to the Jews at the time, this is the land of the foreigners.
哦，所以这些哥林多教会的信徒啊，他们本来是外邦人，在神面前本来是不义的。
And so, the believers in Corinth at the time, a lot of them are Gentiles, and therefore, in the eyes of God, they are unrighteous.
啊，所以呢，他们不能够承受神的国。
So they cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
那接下来一直到第十节结束啊，就讲到过去他们的生活形态。
And so, continue on from verse 9 to verse 10, it describes how their life was before.
啊，所以十一节说，你们中间也有人从前是这样。
And so, therefore, verse 11 says, such were some of you.
啊，他们过去很多人的生活形态，就在神的眼中。就是不义。
So in the past, a lot of them had a life that are unrighteous in the eyes of God.
啊，接下来保罗说，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、称义了。
But Paul said, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
啊，那保罗说，接下来所说的这一句话，啊，我们就晓得。他们已经奉主耶稣的名受洗了。
And so from what Paul said, we knew that they were already baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
啊，那也有圣灵来做见证。
And they also have the Holy Spirit to testify for them.
那所以呢，在神的面前，他们已经是成圣称义了。
And so therefore, in the eyes of God, they were justified and they were sanctified.
啊，他们不再是他们已经成为一个属灵的人。
They have become a spiritual man.
好，因为这就是神的能力。
Because that is God's power.
好，那所以呢，这是他们跟别人不一样的原因。
That is the reason why they are different than everyone else.
好，因为神的恩典、神的能力。
Because of God's grace and God's power.
好，所以他们要过着一个新人的生活。
Therefore, they must live a life of a new man.
他们的选择要跟别人不一样。
They have to make different choices than everyone else.
好，请看腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章第七节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 7.
第七节，保罗说：“我先前以为以我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。”
But what things?Were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ.
在这里，保罗也是一样，他受了洗，他成为一个属灵的人。
So likewise, Paul also was baptized, and he became a spiritual man.
那所以呢，他的这个价值观也改变了。
Therefore, his values in life also change.
以前他非常的看重律法。
In the past, he put a lot of emphasis on the law.
以前他非常的看重犹太人的传统。
In the past, he put a lot of emphasis on the customs of the Jews.
但是现在他选择主耶稣基督。
But now he chose the Lord Jesus Christ.
那他把过去看为有价值的现在甚至把它看成是粪土。
So what the things that he deemed as a gain before, now he had counted as rubbish.
那也因为这样子，他就才能够真正得着神的义。
And because of that, he could really gain righteousness from God.
哦，所以但以理书里头那三个人，他们是不一样的。
So the three men in the book of Daniel, they were different.
保罗信主之后，他也成为不一样。
And Paul, after he believed in Christ, he has also become a different man.
那今天我们也知道，我们要跟别人不一样。
So today we know that we need to be different than others.
而这个不一样，常常是要付上代价的。
And sometimes being different than others, we must pay a price.
那所以要勇敢。
Therefore, we must be courageous.
所以我们看到这三个人，他们是勇敢的。
And so we see these three men, they were very courageous.
请看但以理书三章十六节。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 3, verse 16.
但以理书三章十六节。
Daniel chapter 3, verse 16.
这三个人对王回答说，这件事我们不必回答你。
And these three men answered and said to the king, we have no need to answer you in this matter.
好，意思就是说我们不用考虑。
And what they meant is that we do not need to think this over.
啊，王要他们考虑什么事情？
What is it that the king needed them to think over?
啊，王说，我再给你们一次机会。
The king said, I give you one more chance.
啊，你们如果听到音乐的声音，你们就跪拜我立的像。
If you listen to the sound of music, you fall down and worship the image.
啊，你们考虑看看。
Let's think about this.
啊，但是这三个人的回答是说，我们不用考虑。
But these three men have answered the king. We have no need to answer you in this matter.
哦，因为他们已经知道什么是他们应该做的。
Because they already know what they ought to do.
啊，今天我们是一个基督徒。
Today we are Christian.
哦，这本圣经就是我们的原则。
And this Bible is our principles.
哦，圣经里头神的教导就是我们的标准。
And the teachings of God in the Bible is our criteria or our standard.
好，我们知道神的原则、神的标准，有时候是会跟一般人的的标准或要求是会有抵触的。
And we know a lot of times God's standards or God's principles may be against a lot of the worldly principles or worldly standard.
哦，就好像巴比伦王要他们做的事情。是跟神的教训是抵触的。
Just like here, what the king of Babylon wanted them to do is against the teaching of God.
啊，今天我们在生活当中也会遇到这种跟神的教训抵触的事情。
And today, when we live in this world, we also will encounter things that will go against the teachings of God.
可能就在我们的学校里头。
Sometimes we encounter this at school.
可能就在我们的朋友当中。
Or maybe among our friends.
可能在我们的亲戚当中。
Maybe among our family and relatives.
可能就在我们的工作当中。
Maybe in our workplace.
但是我们已经有神的标准、神的原则。
But we have God's principles and God's teaching.
不要说什么，就说我们每个礼拜我们都很准时的很愿意的来敬拜神。
For example, every week we very willingly and very punctually we come to worship God.
对我们的生活比较了解的人常常对我们这一种这么频繁的在敬拜神就有意见。
And some people who know us may have opinions over things as simple as worshiping God.
甚至会反对我们这样的热心的聚会。
And sometimes they even oppose to the idea of us fervently attending services.
甚至会让会讽刺我们为什么花这么多时间在教会在敬拜神。
Maybe they will mock us and ask us why we need to spend so much time in worshiping God and coming to church.
时间是很宝贵的。
Because time is precious.
时间就是生命，就是金钱。
Time is money. Time is life.
生命是宝贵的。
Life is precious.
金钱也是很重要的。
Money is also very important.
所以很多人就光我们的聚会，他就会反对，他就会嘲笑甚至会要阻止我们。
And so some people may oppose or maybe mock or even prevent us from attending services.
但是我们知道神的标准是什么。
But we know what God's standard is.
那在生活当中这样简单的事情我们也是要留意。
And so we must pay attention even to these simple things.
的确，每一个人一天只有二十四个小时。
Indeed, everyone only has 24 hours in a day.
哦，我们来敬拜神，可能那一天就比别人少掉了三个小时、四个小时。
When we come to worship God, we have already taken away 3 to 4 hours of our day.
在安息日这一天，神并没有给我们二十八个小时。
In Sabbath days, God did not give us an extra 28 hours.
所以我们要用神给我们的智慧，我们要好好的安排我们的时间。
So we must manage our time well.
可能我们要牺牲一点，一点这个。跟别人做同样活动的那些时间。
Maybe we need to sacrifice some hours, where we can do activities with others.
比如说，别人花一个礼拜花五个小时在在这个脸书上面 ，Facebook.
For example, some people might spend about 5 hours in a week on Facebook.
但是因为我要做一个真正的基督徒，我要敬拜神。
But because I want to be a true Christian, I want to worship God.
所以我一个礼拜我就在花在脸书的时间，可能两个小时，甚至只有一个小时。
And so maybe I want to only spend 1 to 2 hours on Facebook each week.
是的，神会帮助我们，让我们在工作或学习会更有效力。
And indeed, God will help us so that we can be more effective and productive in our in our study or in our work.
但是我们不能够别人在玩，我们跟人家一起玩。
But we cannot play as long as play along with others in long hours.
然后我们又花时间在教会在敬拜神。
And then we need to spend more time to worship God, to come to church.
那很有可能我们的功课可能不好，我们的工作可能做得不好。
Then maybe we won't get as good grade at school, or we won't do as good job at work.
那这就难怪别人要在这个事情上面来讥笑我们，来反对我们。
And of course, others will probably laugh at us, or would probably oppose us doing these things.
所以这是我们要去留意的。
So we must pay attention to this.
那王要这三个人说，再给你们一次机会，你们考虑看看。
So the king had given another chance to these three men and asked them to think it over.
是的，在生活当中很多很多事情，很多时候我们要稍微用点心，仔细的想一想。
And indeed, in life, a lot of time we need to take time to think things through.
但是在这三个人所遇到的情况，就像他们所说的，不用考虑。
But the situation which these three men encounter, just like what they said, they don't need to think more about it.
在这种情形之下，仔细的考虑，可能就没有办法坚持。
And if they were to take time to think it over, they probably would not be able to stand fast and persist in their decision.
很有可能多想一下就失去了勇气。
And probably if they think more about it, they will lose their courage.
想想看，在信仰的事情上面，有时候真的想得太多了，反而让我们退缩了。
And if we think about it in the matters concerning faith, sometimes if we think more about it, it will make us lose heart or will make us lose courage.
有机会向人做见证，不用考虑太多。
If you have the opportunity to testify to others, you should not think too much.
有时候考虑太多，我们就替别人想太多季节的理由。
And because if you think too much, you will think of a lot of reasons why this person would reject the gospel.
那生活当中遇到事情的时候，我们直接的反应，我们马上去做。
And so when you encounter things in our life, we must take action immediately.
不要再多想了，多想了，很有可能我们就会妥协。
We should not think too much, otherwise we might compromise things.
如果考虑太多的话，真的有时候我们就会显得不是很积极。
If we think too much, sometimes it may seems like we're not too proactive.
我们会想，是啊，我没有时间。
We probably will think, yes, I don't have time.
仔细想一想，是啊，我真的很忙。
If you think about it more, you you would realize, yes, I'm really busy.
哦，仔细想想啊，我手头上真的有很多很多事情。
And if you think about it some more, you would think that, yes, I have a lot of things on my hands right now.
哦，有时候想太多，我们就会让我没有时间把我们牵住，把我们拉住了。
Sometimes if we think too much, we you would use the excuse that I have no time, to that will as a reason to hold us back.
哦，这就是为什么有时候我们在信仰上，在事工上是显得很不积极。
So that's why sometimes in terms of faith or in terms of holy work, we become less proactive.
那什么叫做勇敢？
So what does it mean to be courageous?
啊，这三个人他们愿意将自己来献上。
These three men are willing to offer themselves.
请看但以理书第三章。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 3.
第三章十七节。
Chapter 3 verse 7.
他们回答王说，啊，我们所侍奉的神能够将我们从烈火的窑中救出来。
Chapter 3, verse 17. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hands.
他们相信他们所拜的神是全能的。
So they believe that the God they worship is almighty.
18节，即或不然，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
Verse 18, but if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up.
哦，这个不是他们对神失去信心。
And this is not because they lose faith in God.
啊，这是他们在对这个国王表达他们的决心。
But they are showing their determination to the king.
啊，我们相信神有能力拯救我们。
We believe that our God have the capability to rescue us.
哦，他们也希望在这个时候神是拯救他们。
And they also hope that God will deliver them at this time.
哦，但是如果神没有这个时候没有拯救我们，我们还是不拜你的金像。
But if God did not save us this time, we still would not bow down to your golden image.
哦，这个不是没有信心的话，这是一种有决心的话。
This is not a faithless words, these are a determined word.
哦，他们愿意将自己的生命来摆上。
They are willing to put out their life.
那这个就是所谓真正的勇敢。
So this is the real courage.
哦，勇敢的拒绝。
They are courageously rejected.
哦，勇敢的愿意来付上代价。
They courageously are willing to pay the price.
在我们实际的生活里头，啊，我们想想看，啊，那我们是怎样
？In our practical life, let us think to ourselves, how did we do?
我们是不是，啊，我们也常常对神有所求
？And a lot of time we have things to ask God for.
啊，求神能够帮助我们解决困难。
We ask God to help us solve our problems.
啊，求神帮助我们赶快脱离现在的苦难。
We ask God to help us so that we can get out of our suffering soon.
啊，我们相信神做得到，啊，神也爱我们。
We believe God was able and that He is also that He loves us.
啊，但是如果眼前神并没有照我们所求的来实现。
But if in front of our eyes, what we can see is that God did not do as what we asked for.
那我们的反应是怎样
？So what will our reaction be?
啊，有时候我们就会觉得很烦恼，很懊恼。
Sometimes we feel very worrisome.
啊，有时候我们没有说出来，但是我们对神啊，啊，有一种抱怨啊，有一点生气。
And even though we may not bring it up, but inside we are a little bit angry with God, and we complain against God.
啊，是的，神有时候没有马上回答我们的祷告。
And indeed, sometimes God did not answer our prayers immediately.
啊，是的，神有时候他的成全并不是照我们所预期的。
Or sometimes God will fulfill our requests, but not according to what we ask for.
我们家庭有问题了。
When our family have problems,
我们也附上我们的祷告。
We offer our prayers.
好，我们相信神会帮忙。
And we believe that God will help us.
啊，但是问题还是存在。
But problems still exist.
啊， 身体有病痛也祷告了。
And we have some kind of illness or sickness. We also pray.
朋友亲人有病痛，我们也很热切地为他祷告了。
Our family or friends are ill, and we also fervently pray for them.
但是病痛还在。
But the illness is still there.
眼看着存款只剩下一点点。
See that our saving is getting lesser and lesser.
我的经济状况已经陷入危险了，要赶快得到帮忙。
My financial situation is in a very dangerous state, and I really need help.
公司已经在裁员了。
And my company is laying off people.
希望不要裁到我。
And I hope they will not lay me off.
但是在公布名单的时候，我的名字在里头。
But yet when they put out the name list, my name was among those who were laid off.
这就像这三个人说，不要让我们被烧死。
And this is just like these three men who have cried out to God and not let them be burned in this fiery furnace.
但是他们是勇敢的。
But they were courageous.
我们不希望死，但是我们也愿意献上我们的生命。
We do not want to die, but yet if we have to give up our life, we will.
你如果没有救我们，我们还是相信你。
If you do not deliver us, we still will believe in you.
无论结果是怎样，我们还是坚持相信你，交托给你。
Regardless of what the result is, we still trust in you and we trust this issue in your hand.
我们请看约伯记十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 13.
约伯记。
Job
13, 十三章十五节。
Job 13, verse 15.Job 13 verse 15. Though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Even so, I will defend my own ways before him.
这个英文的上半句话，就是我想表达的意思。
And so the first phrase here in verse 15 is what I'm meaning to say.
我会被这个我会被你会杀我但是呢我还是要信靠你。
Even if you slay me, I will still trust in you.
这就是那三个人的决心。
And that is the determination of these three men.
这也是我们一个基督徒在最恶劣的情况之下，我们应该有的决心。
And this is also the determination for us as Christian when we are in the harshest situation.
但是在当时，神却特别的救了这三个人。
And at that time, God delivered these three men.
那这当然是一个非常奇妙的神迹。
Of course, that was a wondrous miracle.
我们请看但以理书第三章。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 3.
第三章二十五节。
Daniel chapter 3, verse 25.
这个国王看那个火窑里头，他说：“哎，怎么有四个人？”
And the king looked inside the furnace and see why is it there's the four men.
那这四个人呢？本来那三个人是被捆绑着丢进去火窑。
And so the three men was originally bounded and they were thrown into the fire.
那现在这四个人都没有被捆绑。
And so these three men were out of bound.
却在火中游行。
They were walking in the midst of the fire.
那当然看起来也没有受伤。
And it seems like they're not hurt.
那第四个人呢他是他的相貌是很不一样的。
And this fourth form is very different.
看起来就像是神。
And he looks like God.
所以这二十六节就说这个国王啊他就到这个火窑的这个门口那边啊去叫这三个人。
And so verse 26 mentioned the king went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and called out to these three men.
结果这三个人就从火窑里头出来。
And these three men came out of the midst of the fire.
所以在场的人都觉得很惊讶。
So everyone was very surprised.
最让他们惊讶的就是这三个人一点损害也没有。
The things that surprised them the most is that these three men was not hurt at all.
啊，甚至他们的头发、他们的衣裳也没有这个被火熏过的味道。
And their hair or their clothing has no sign of being burned.
啊，这个就是神很奇妙的保护了他们。
And so this is how God miraculously protected them.
我们有献上的决心，献上我们的生命。
If we have determinations to present our life.
哦，很多的时候神就说这样够了。
A lot of time God would say that is enough.
哦，我们不一定会真的丧失生命。
We probably would not really lose our life.
我们请看启示录第三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录三章第十节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 10.
第十节，你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候，保守你们，免去你的试炼。
Verse 10, because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth.
啊，不要以为说得胜的基督徒一定会牺牲啊这个生命。
We should not think that the victorious Christian always have to lose their life.
啊，其实神常常是保守我们的。
And a lot of time, God will keep us.
啊，在旧约时代有这个在火中的三勇士。
In the time of Old Testament, we have these three brave men.
啊，那在末世一定会有那个站在火中的啊的歌唱者。
And so in the end time, we will have singers on fire.
啊，这个在火中的歌手，可能是你，可能是我。
And these singers may be you or me.
啊，当我们遇到了啊，我们可以成为一个在火中的歌手。
And when we encounter this, may we all become the singers in fire.
啊，那就像保罗所说的，那只是自沾自清的苦楚。
Just like Paul said that is
很短啊，很轻的苦。
That the suffering is very short and temporary and light.
哦，虽然是火，但是我们是在玻璃海上。
And even though there's fire, but we are on top of the sea of glass.
哦，我们还是围绕着宝座。
We're still surround the throne.
哦，这个环境是恶劣的。但是里头是平安的，甚至是有喜乐的。
Even though our surrounding is in a very harsh environment, but inside in our heart we are peaceful and joyful.
甚至我们的口中还是不断的在感谢神。
And with our mouth we continuously praise and worship God.
我们唱着得胜跟救赎的歌。
We'll sing song of victory and deliverance.
做一个得胜的基督徒就是这么的棒，这么的美。
And so becoming a victorious Christian is indeed very great and beautiful.
啊，这是我们所想要的。
And this is what we want.
啊，我们也真的可以是成为这样子。
And we can really become like that.
唱诗186首。
Let's sing hymn 186.